This is Zach.
Hey, Zach, this is Dan Nelson with Local Splash in the Google Guarantee Department.
Yes, sir.
How you doing this Friday?
Good. Hey, I got a question for you real quick. I'm
just
curious on why my phone said it came through and it was you were from Argyle, Texas.
Yeah, so my side works on a VOI system, which is like voice over internet. So we call on a local number. It's because we deal with, like, new accounts, too. But I'm with Local Splash, 100%.
Okay. Okay, because a lot of times it'll just come up as Local Splash on my phone.
Right, because the tech side, they always call from the 877 number. But so I see your security question is your first pet's name, and the answer I have for that is Rex. And that's correct, right?
Yeah.
Okay, awesome. That way you know it's us, you know. okay, so Google Guaranteed, let me ask, have you heard of this platform before? Do you already know how it works?
She explained a little bit to me.
Okay. Okay,
but
so let me just explain it a little more in depth. So what Google Guaranteed is it's a pay-per-lead platform directly through Google. The benefit of these leads is, for one, they're only sent to you. So you don't share the lead with other companies. Okay?
It's kind of like Angie's List. That's like...
Yes. Angie's, Thumbtack, and Networks. You do share leads.
I would do those because they're just such a pain.
Right. So this one, it really is the best lead program on the market currently for a lot of reasons. One being you don't share the leads. Okay? It does come through via phone call. So the way the lead will come through on your phone is it's going to say LSA lead, which is just another term for Google Guaranteed. So you'll know it's a Google Guaranteed lead coming through. Now,
Okay. These
calls are not pre-screened, okay? They're screened on the call. So you only pay for qualified leads, meaning if you set an appointment with the lead, like if they call and you schedule an estimate, or if you quote them over the phone, if you give them pricing, Google will consider that a qualified lead that you will be charged for.
Okay, so okay. Google's going to be looking, they're going to be looking for keywords of,
yes,
like how much does this cost and pricing, blah, you know, keywords.
Exactly. It's an AI that does it, and it's crazy how accurate it is. Now, to safeguard it, you'll have a tracking, too, of each lead that came through, and it will say next to it paid or unpaid, which means qualified or unqualified, essentially. Okay.
Okay.
But just to clarify, like, if you get a lead, if they call and it's, like, out of your service radius, right, or a service you don't provide, a solicitation call, right, or you never speak to the person, the AI picks that up, so you're automatically not charged for those leads. It's nothing you have to do on your end.
Man, it almost sounds like just that little spill sounds like it's really worth it because you're only paying for leads that actually produce money.
Right. So,
because like Angie's List, I tried it for a month because they did it for free, and I got like 100 phone calls, and like none of them went in, and I would have had to pay for it if I didn't
have that
free month trial, and I canceled it. I was like, hell no, this is awful.
Right. Nah, for sure. So Angie's, Thumbtack, Networks, their lead platform too, but this one is one. Another really key thing about this is it's like the best kept secret, right? Like a lot of companies don't even know about it, so it's not overly saturated. And unlike the map section, right, you could target anywhere that you want on Google Guaranteed as long as you have either the insurance or the license requirement for those areas. And I'll go over that right now with you.
Okay.
So Google Guaranteed, the main reason they call it that, Zach, isn't just because it's guaranteeing you leads. Okay? It's actually called that because it's guaranteeing the potential client of your work. Okay? So not everybody can get up there. I do see in your area, licensing is not required for your vertical and area.
I do have a business license though. So.
Perfect, perfect. Yeah, but there's no like specific licensing needed, is what
no,
it's showing me.
Not.
So, yeah, okay.
Very, very, very few places will make you get a license or pull a permit, and that's only if you're working by a body of water, and if you know what I do, so.
Right, you're always working with water, right?
Well, yeah. If I'm working next to a body of water.
No, I got what you meant.
The runoff of my water runs into, let's say, a lake, a river, or a stream. I have to have a permit because
I
can't be dumping chemicals and you know. So, but I live in Texas. There's no water where I live.
Right. So you're golden, you know.
Right.
Okay. The business, is it currently insured?
So I have a tricky insurance policy. So not every job that I do requires insurance.
Okay.
So example, I'll give you an example today. I did some window cleaning. Mm-hmm. Like for me to pay for insurance for that window cleaning job on a house, I would have to charge the customer $500 just to cover the cost of insurance plus the job, and it wouldn't be worth it for them. So what we do is we only insure jobs that customers require us to have insurance on, and I go through a company called Next Insurance, and I will pull the policy from them, and I will say, this is how much work I'm doing. This is, I give them all the criteria, and then I pay for the insurance per job.
Okay. So let me give me one quick second. That is a little different for sure. It's smart though, because you're keeping your clients' costs down. Like I think it's amazing.
Well, business insurance out here, I'd be $2,000-$3,000 a month in business insurance, and it wouldn't be profitable for me to do that with majority of my work.
Got it. Okay. So what I'm doing is I'm creating a test account so I could check the exact amount. Okay. But give me one quick second here. So you don't have an expiration date though, right? On your insurance? It's kind of day by day. Okay.
It goes job by job. Yeah.
Let's say
I'm on a big job that's, 20,000 plus, whatever. They'll insure it for that. I'll give them the address of what I'm working on, and they will look it up and, value everything, and they'll say, here's your coverage plan. Do you want more? Or do you want more? You really can't go less. That's the only thing. I pay for that plan, and that's how I do it. So.
Okay. So give me a second. I'm going to pull up. It's probably going to be an issue, but just for Google Guaranteed specifically, but let me just double check it so I could give you accurate information on it, All right. So I got to click next on one more here. Show me the exact requirement. All right. Okay.
So it's called Next Insurance.
Mm-hmm.
The business is called Next Insurance and Small Business Insurance.
Mm-hmm. I've heard of them before. Yeah, I've had other clients tell me about them. Yeah.
And that's what I use. So I guess I need to get with, if this doesn't come back like it works, then I'll get with them and see what we can do about it to get the proper information.
Because what you're going to need is an expiration date on it. So I'm going to send you this too via email, but it says, so upload a PDF file to show proof of insurance. The file should contain current documents of general liability insurance for the practice. A certificate of insurance document must clearly show the amount of liability insurance and the expiration date. And the policy must satisfy the minimum insurance amount specified occupation, which here it's 100,000, which is pretty low.
Some of my clients have
2 million, 5 million, so it's usually lower than what you guys have, but that the problem is if you don't have an expiration date, Google's going to deny it, you know? So, and it's my job to make sure you get approved for this deal, you know?
Yeah, right. No, what I'll do, because they have, I just hopped on their website right now, and they have a general liability plan, and I'm going to look into that, so.
Yeah, all you need is minimum $100,000 on it, okay? And what do you call it? You need an expiration date, too. That's at least more than a month out. You know, even when it's like 2 weeks from now, Google will deny it, you know? So you got to make sure there's an expiration date. Like, usually when you sign up for those plans, you'll be good for like a year, sometimes 2 years, you know? So it just depends on what you sign up for with them. Okay. Now, the other requirement is going to be Google does require a background check, okay? They go off the past 7 years. They're looking for, like, any felonies against you or any lawsuits against the business. Would that be fine?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. I always feel awkward asking that one, but I have to. So background, you'll be good.
Well,
insurance.
She was telling me that the other day, and I was like, I don't understand. Why do they need a background check?
Yeah, all it is Google's, like, guaranteeing your company. So what they're doing is they're saying, hey, we back this company. They even offer up to $2,000 of insurance to the client if they booked your services through Google Guaranteed, and you're on, like, their exclusive lead program. So it's just something that they require in order to get approved, you know. But sounds like background check, though, you'll be good. The insurance is something you're going to have to look into to have an expiration date. Let me pull up these lead fees, though, for you. Okay, so give me one quick second here.
I'm multitasking, so if you don't hear me, I'm...
Oh, you're good, brother. Yeah. Okay, so I'm going to send this all to you in writing in a second. So for the pressure washing vertical, okay, it doesn't have its own subcategory. What I do for my pressure washing companies is I put you into the window cleaning vertical, and I turn on the pressure washing leads and any other leads that you may provide, right? But the cost per qualified lead for that specific vertical, it's $24 per lead.
That's nothing.
I know. Also, Google requires a minimum budget, okay? This is to guarantee you up to 13 leads. You can always set a higher budget if you'd like. Like, I have a guy in New York takes on 200 leads a month. So you could set a higher budget. But the minimum I'm required to tell you about, that's at $312.
Right. And so I would do the minimum first because it's, you know, my first time, whatever, figuring it out.
That's what every one of my clients has done except one. You know, just do the minimum, fill it out, see how you like it. We're sure you'll absolutely love it. And it depends on your closing ratio, too. Because if you're getting, like, 13 out of 13 leads or jobs, right, I'm not sure of your situation, but that may be enough.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Now, just so you know, too, the whatever lead budget you set, okay, we do not charge that until we finish the Google Guaranteed application process. This is where we submit.
It's charged regardless.
The $312 is charged. It's like escrow, right? So, for example, after you're approved, okay, you're going to get a text, an email, and phone call verification, making sure you're ready to turn your leads on. Once you're ready, right, that's when that $312 would be charged so that you have 13 leads in the bank. Now, the following month, okay, your leads do roll over. So let's say you get 13 qualified leads, right? The following month, you'll be charged $312 to replenish your lead budget. Now, let's say you got one qualified lead and you decided to pause it for whatever reason, okay? Or let's just say, you know, you only got one qualified lead that month. The following month.
I still have 12 left.
Yes. The following month, you're not charged $312. You're only charged for that one lead you took on, the $24 to replenish your lead budget.
Okay. So they only charge $24 for the following month. Okay. So let's say
lead.
I get,
yes. Yeah.
One, 10 leads.
240.
And then they're going to, and then they're going to charge, okay, for those 10 leads, not the three that I didn't get.
Correct. Exactly.
Okay. That's perfect. That way you're not getting charged for a lead that you're not using.
Exactly. Exactly. And we don't charge your lead budget again until we finish the application process. That's where we submit your insurance, run the background check. What you get in writing is that process can take 4 to 8 weeks. But I'm the main person that sets these accounts up here. When you get everything to us ASAP, like I'm talking day one, and as long as you have like the correct requirements, like you got to check on your insurance. But once that's good and that's sent over, realistically, we get you approved in about 2 to 3 weeks.
Okay. Yeah, send me everything that you got that I need, background check, whatever, and I'll get with insurance, and then I'll call you guys back.
Yeah, so what I'm going to do, I'm going to send you, yeah, that's where we're at, yes, sir. So I'm going to send you an email titled Google Guaranteed, okay? I do need to tell you, though, too, we do charge a one-time application/management fee. You wouldn't be charged this until you're ready to start the application, like get your insurance submitted, process the background check, etc.
Is that from Google or is that from you guys?
That's from us, yeah. So it's $250. It's a one-time fee.
Okay.
Yeah, it's basically to get you approved on the Google Guaranteed section.
Okay.
Okay. So what I'm doing is I'm also replying to that email with your vertical, what the cost per qualified lead is, your minimum budget requirement, and I'm going to copy and paste all the subcategories too. That way you just have them all in writing. Okay?
Sounds good.
And, one more thing too. I'm going to reply to that email with the snapshot from Google regarding the insurance. That way, if you need to show your insurance company too, that should work pretty good for you, you know. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay, just to make sure you get the right amount, et cetera, you know. All right, so let me get this over. Any questions for me in the meantime?
Not at the moment.
All right, perfect. If you ever do have any questions or if you want to get the application process started, you could text, email, or call me. I'll send you a text message with my direct line and extension in just 1 second here. Okay?
Perfect.
All right, sir. You have a great rest of your day, okay? Pleasure speaking with you, and thank you so much for being a client. Yes, sir.
Thank you.
You're welcome.